In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is this most remarkable thing about Luke's gospel, that human beings take so long to recognize who Jesus is. Peter is the first to recognize his true identity. In Caesarea Philippi, but only after 2.5 years of ministry of Jesus. And it's not that the evidence isn't there. Hints of Jesus' identity are everywhere. Doesn't Luke tell us today that the people in Capernaum, the town where Jesus centered his ministry, were amazed at his teaching because his word was with authority? Now, just before this, in Nazareth, where Jesus was brought up, he told them that he was the Christ by citing Isaiah 61 about what the Messiah was sent to do, to teach and to heal. And then he said to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears." But you know what happened. His hometown folks tried to kill him, throwing him off the side of the cliff, or at least trying to, upon which the city of Nazareth was built. Maybe they did know who he was, but they couldn't believe it. The people of Nazareth tried to kill him, perhaps, for claiming to fulfill what the prophet Isaiah said. Now, who really knows what all these first century Israelites wanted from Jesus? They were probably like us. They wanted health and wealth and happiness. And they wanted power and they wanted peace. They wanted a Messiah who would make things right. Like most people, they really wanted someone to take control of the uncontrollable. What they wanted was someone to take care of things that were beyond their power. And Jesus appeared to be that kind of Messiah. After all, they were amazed at his teaching, for his word was with authority. What they didn't expect from Jesus is that he would come as the Holy One of God to enter the darkest and most unclean parts of our world and bring light and health and wholeness. Now, here's the irony. Human beings may have been clueless, but the demons were not. The one today in our gospel, unclean spirit and all, knows exactly who Jesus is, the Holy One of God. And before the sun sets on this day, the demon possessed will declare that Jesus is the Son of God and the Christ. Imagine that. In one day, men who are possessed with demons, unclean spirits, know and say that Jesus is the Holy One of God, the Son of God, and the Christ. Human beings may not know who Jesus is, but the demon-possessed do. And this man with the unclean spirit also knows this, that when the flesh of the Holy One of God comes near his unclean flesh, destruction is near. Obliteration. Like those demons that Jesus sent into the pigs who drowned. Or like Satan himself, whom Jesus saw like lightning fall from heaven at the preaching and healing of the 70 he sent out. when Jesus, the Holy One of God, comes to that which is unholy, his holy flesh triumphs over the unholy. But it's not pretty. It's violent. The demons fight back, throwing this man down in the midst, thrashing him about, but not harming him. Coming out of him, he is now clean, whole, healthy, holy. This battle of Jesus, the Holy One of God, with the unclean spirit of this man in Capernaum is but a foretaste of the final cosmic battle that lay ahead of him. For when Jesus, the Holy One of God, met the prince of the unclean spirits on the tree outside Jerusalem, it was not pretty. It was violent. The most violent moment the world has ever known. For there was darkness and there were earthquakes, the world becoming unglued. For here the Holy One of God was beaten, scourged, spit upon, and nailed to a cross, killed by unclean forces that caused him to appear, in the words of Isaiah, astonishing. His appearance so marred, beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of men. But in those violent hours on the tree, the justice of God was satisfied and holiness restored. The Holy One of God triumphed over the unholiness of sin, death, and the devil, so that now his cross and empty tomb are our holy of holies. And the word we hear, a word of power and authority, and the holy flesh we eat, food that cleanses, makes whole, makes holy. And news concerning the Holy One of God kept going out into every place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.